Good people, especially the good people I see in front of me today. This is a good looking show right now. This is a stupendous, beautiful show right now. C-Cat, no offense when it's just me and C-Cat on the other side of the glass on the ones and twos. But this is different, CK. It's a different vibe right now.
Guess so.
He's mad.
He's not.
Dean Thomas in the house. Tina in the house. It's happy hour on a Thursday. It's a full house. What's happening?
I don't know, man. Like you say, we're good looking people. But every time I look back in this mirror and I see like kind of the profile view of myself, yeah. I'm not happy. I feel like old Booger McFarland. I'm not happy about my look, man. I'm not happy.
Is that not repetitive to say old Booger McFarland?
Is he that old? Because
doesn't he look like old Booger McFarland?
Yeah.
He doesn't look young.
That's a bit redundant, yeah.
Yeah, like.
But I mean, that's my point is like, I feel like that. Like, I don't feel like I look like that. But then when I like look in the mirror, like in my profile view and I catch it, I'm like, yo, man, I look like old Booger McFarland.
Jesus Christ. Well, here's the thing, too. When you're turning, you're seeing the side view. You're not getting the front view of you. You're getting the weird profile, awkward turn look.
Well, I mean, I know I'm kind of busted because every time we do these shows, here's what happens. Every time we do these shows, some creep's always like, oh, Tina, she looks so good.
Bro.
Oh, Tina, she's so hot.
Always.
I don't ever get that. I'll take it from anybody, a dude, anybody. Yeah. If I look all right, let me know.
Hop in the chat right now on YouTube, at Theo Speaking. Let Dean Thomas know he looks good. He's got the chocolate brown shirt on. It's kind of blending in with his skin a little bit there.
That mocha.
I saw C-Cat tense up over there. I can say that, C-Cat. I can say that. And then we got Tina over here in the black tank, and she's rocking and rolling. And I do want to say this off the top. Dean, apparently you have employees in here, unmarked employees here at ESPN West Palm you brought with you today. You also dropped off a bag, an unmarked bag to C-Cat. We're getting that thing checked with forensics right now to make sure you didn't plant drugs in there.
Make sure you get that checked because like sometimes I'll be putting stuff in these random bags and I forget about them. So I mean, you might find anything in there. You might find a do-rag in there, some sunflower seeds, condoms. C-Cat, you better... Check on that. Let's make sure it's clean.
Stop acting like you got condoms. You don't use condoms.
Rapper, I'm okay.
Man, he was born in like the 80s, 70s. I don't use condoms, baby. But by the way, be safe out there, people. I want to make sure that we do know this. You've earned a new moniker here.
I did.
The bag man, Dean Thomas.
Oh, yeah, the bag man.
You're now the bag man because you dropped off a bag. That was pretty cool. That was nifty to see. Is there a reason why you didn't alert C-Cat when you pulled up and interrupted him mid-take? To give him that bag last segment.
I like to do things randomly and spontaneously. I like to just
nice
show
bag.
Up.
Yeah, he does this often. He drops off bags and shirts and jackets like very randomly.
So you never know when you're going to get a gift from
D. You never know, man. Like
know.
I just show up and I just give people stuff and they're like, what is this for? I'm like, I don't know, man. I just felt like giving you something.
Look, I've known you for like 3 years. I've never gotten anything from
you. I know. I got you, though. You know what I'm saying? Now you on the list. You on the list. But my thing like,
How long does it take? How long down the list did
I start? It take 3.5 years. No, but for C-Cat, like I just... He was able to jump the line because how cheap he is.
Yeah, that
so
makes
I figured,
sense.
Yeah, I figured, this could give him some good karma in life.
Yeah.
It's like God's Plan music video, just Dean Thomas giving up stuff he gets free from UFC.
That's true, too. Like, it's not like it's stuff that I buy. Trust me, if I bought it, you ain't getting it. It's free stuff that I already got, like, a gang of them, so I just, you know, redisperse it.
I like that. You're being fruitful and multiplying there, spreading the seeds. Tina, you have gotten any gifts from Dean Thomas recently? A bag dropped off?
I've got a really cool, like, duffel, like, UFC bag. I've gotten some fighter jackets.
The hell is it?
Yeah, I've gotten a few things.
Intern Colton is back there. Have you gotten a gift from Dean Thomas either? C-Cat, can you answer for him?
He's hard at work.
He's
but
like, I got a car. He let me in his apartment.
Golly. What a brother got to do to get on the list? Okay, I'm on the Dean's list somewhere. And when I make my way to the top, I'm going to be grateful that day. One team that is on the list of teams that should be in the midst of panic right now in the NFL, that's the Dallas Cowboys. They play the Giants tonight on Thursday Night Football. If you were with us last hour, you witnessed C-Cat reign triumphant over me in Giants-Cowboys trivia. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, what a pointless thing to be so knowledgeable about anyways, you loser. Oh, I know a lot about the 70s and 80s Cowboys-Giants matchups. Look at me.
Here's the thing. I'm alarmed at how much that made my day. Like, this was a silly little... I don't even get to win a prize. No, I won a prize for somebody else. I gain nothing from winning that, but it's making me really happy, and I'm concerned with my own well-being.
C-Cat's been in, like, a mood all week.
Yeah.
Like, he said that his job is to humble people, Dean.
Yeah, what is that? What... If somebody said, my job is to humble people, CCAT believes when he shows up in a room, he humbles people instantly. Like, how do you
really
receive that?
I asked you guys this earlier in our little group chat about Game of Thrones characters.
Mm-hmm.
And my initial Game of Thrones character for him was King Joffrey. I don't know if you've ever seen the show.
Everyone hates him.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
He is the supreme villain.
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. He's the worst villain I've ever seen.
I hate him
and that
so
was
much.
Like my initial analysis was like, he kind of reminds me of C-Cat, just always getting under people's skin.
Speaking of getting under people's skin, our guy Jalen in the YouTube chat, Dean, he gave you a better comp. This is the comp he's giving you, better than old man's Booger McFarlane. He said you got that Doc Rivers cut, and it looks great on you.
Oh, okay. I'll stick with that.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Doc Rivers, stay with a fresh chop.
Yeah, Doc Rivers, hey, Jalen, man.
It's a lot of filling in, though, for him sometimes.
One love.
Yeah, I like that. I like the Doc Rivers comp. We'll stick with that. Hopefully, that means like a Lawrence Fishburne, a darker-skinned Lawrence Fishburne will play you in a docuseries.
Hey, man, I'll take that,
yeah,
too. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that.
It's not a bad gig.
I'll take it. Just don't call me Booger McFarlane. Or the dude outside looking in the window with the do-rag.
Yeah. We got the purple silky on. So you look like Michael Penix Jr. Yeah. This is okay. So we've established that C-Cat believes himself to be somebody that humbles people. You're saying more so your assessment of him is you don't humble people. You're just antagonistic.
Yes. He's antagonistic. He just makes people want to dislike him.
That makes sense. And it makes sense that a person that is antagonistic, that wants to make people dislike him, thinks that he's humbling
right,
people.
Right, like in his mind, that's how he justifies it.
Oh my God.
He justifies it in his mind, goes, I'm humbling them and making them better.
We figured out C-Cat, right? All we needed was like 15 minutes with Dean Thomas.
That's right, I'm telling you.
Well,
we get to the bottom of things.
You have a bag to show for it too, C-Cat.
Yeah, I can't say anything. I'm very thankful that Dean Thomas got me a bag. Yeah,
I was going to say, because if he say something, I'm going to carry him out in that bag.
He can fit in that damn bag too. So this, Tina, I'm confused. You've been to a lot of UFC fights, right?
Yes.
Dean, you obviously coached in them. You used to fight in UFC as well 30, 40 years ago. Why do you need a bag that big? What are you carrying in the UFC fights in that big of a backpack? The thing is like a hiking backpack. It goes from your head to your butt.
Oh, mine's way bigger than that, the one I got.
Yeah, so like that is an official kit bag that the fighters get.
Yeah?
And that's
what goes in their kit? They're not fighting with weapons.
No. Like shin guards, boxing gloves, MMA gloves, headgear. All that stuff.
That could fit in like one little duffel.
I know it seems like that, but trust me.
That bag is huge.
But trust me, people keep a lot of like dirty clothes in it. But that's a brand new bag. So.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. It
hasn't been used. It's a brand new bag.
He said your name is stitched on a tag on that bag.
Well, my name is still on it because like that's what we got from the kid. I think I got that. It might be Sean Brady.
Yeah, Sean Brady. That's what he said.
Sean Brady kit bag. Yeah, from last fight.
That's pretty nice. So that's a fight bag.
He'll give you jackets that have blood on them from the fight.
I don't know if that's
true. I did not know it had blood on it.
That's on voodoo? What the hell's going on?
He gave one of the jackets to one of our teammates and there was blood on it.
I did not know it was blood on it.
How did the blood get on the jacket?
That's awesome.
Hey, it was a fight.
Like, that's cool. That's a piece of memorabilia.
That's cool?
Yes.
What if the fighter's like not a big enough name though for it to be cool? What if it's just like a random fighter?
Okay, less cool.
A random fighter that lost.
Yeah, like, oh, man. It's like, here goes his jacket. Blood. Way less cool. Absolutely less cool. But with all of the UFC stuff that you get, Tina, from Dean Thomas, is any of it purposeful at all for you to actually work out with? Or is it just stuff to use for when you're traveling?
It really is for travel, but I could use it at the gym if I wanted to. You know, if I want.
What gym, though? What gym are you going
to
be
going? The only gym that I go to.
What?
F45. Which,
is that a transition?
Which,
oh, my God.
They didn't see it coming.
I did not see that coming.
Which all of you this week, since y'all have never been to F45.
I've been once.
Can go. Well, you can still go again.
Cool. I'll do it again.
You can still go. It's welcome week at F45. You want to try it out. This is the week to do it. You have until Sunday. Welcome week. See what it's all about. See why I'm obsessed with it. See why I go every day. See why I wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go to a 5 a.m. class. I love it. They've got classes in the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon. Plenty of time to work for your schedule. It's 45 minutes. You're in and out. You break a sweat. Great coaches. Great group of people around you. Go to F45 West Palm Beach or F45 Palm Beach Gardens Instagram to see the times and to check it out yourself. Or go to F45training.com to find a location near you.
Let's kick it.
What a transition.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do,
man. Professional.
I actually use the bag that he gives me all the time because it's so massive, and there's like 72 different pockets and zippers in it that it fits so much stuff.
Yeah, so stuff. Are you selling drugs?
No. Clothes, shoes, ambiguous. Hair stuff, just makeup, stuff. Everything.
Yeah. Stuff, yeah.
All right, it's all good. If you
be a little more specific so we don't make assumptions.
Yeah, we got the Bagman Dean and King Kilo Tina. We do have another comp here in the chat on YouTube at Theo Speaking Again. Subscribe and tap in live with us. I don't know if I should be offended or not after I saw this, C-Cat.
Yeah, you're kind of just left out.
This is from Randy, who is, again, Randy, if you haven't been checking out, the show is called Theoretically Speaking. Theo, I'm in the show. I'm a part of this. I know you're more enamored with everybody else, but here he is. He's giving comps for everybody but the dang guy who has his name on the show. He says C-Cat is Garfield the cat.
All right.
So you're kind of like lazy. You like lasagna.
Oh, also the main character. Yeah, I'll take
that. Right. How the hell did he become the main character? Okay.
Multi-billion dollar brand. Yeah.
All right. Tina is Odie the dog.
In the comic book of Garfield. These are all...
You know Odie. Okay. Odie's the dog he's always with. The dog is...
That kind of makes sense, too.
Because they're always fighting, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
And it says C-Cat is Ren and Tina. Oh, they didn't give you either, Dean. I thought they gave you something. C-Cat is Ren... And Tina is Stimpy. I never watched Ren and Stimpy. Yeah.
I don't know that.
I watched that before. It doesn't really, I can't really.
What the hell is this? Here. So Randy, by the way, is, oh, you know what?
It's like Tom and Jerry. These are all different foils to one another.
If Randy wasn't black, I would have said something.
Oh, he's black?
He's black. But I'm just saying he left the black folks out of this because he did a Pinky and the Brain. He did a Ren and Stimpy. He did a Cat and a Dog. And he ain't getting no love to you and me, Dean.
Well, man, because maybe if he gave us like a black character, one would have got it.
Yeah,
no
it would be like, yeah, because those are like the third. Just like the character you gave me in Game of Thrones earlier. Who the hell was that?
Yeah, the black guy in Game of Thrones.
There's only one black
just
guy.
Just happens to line up with you.
There's only one black guy in Game of Thrones, and that's the comp you gave me? You can't do a cross-racial comp?
There was two, and the other one was like a swindler.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't want to give you that one. You're not a swindler.
I'm just the guy that apparently was like lame and didn't get no women.
Yeah, that was him.
That's tough.
That's locked him in a dungeon for having bad game.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
What the hell is that show, man?
It's a great show.
So everybody here has watched Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Three times over, man.
Yeah.
Are y'all into that new Hunger Dragons, House of the Dragons?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really ended with a whimper in the season two, but I'm still into it.
All right. I heard it was flat. I heard it was a flat ending and people were a little bit mad. That was what Twitter was talking about. Twitter was raving. All right. Cool.
Well, that's what I understand about you, like, sports guys. Like, y'all put so much into, like, sports.
The hell was that? First of all, why does that feel derogatory? What do you mean, you sports guy?
Yeah, trust me. I meant that in every derogatory manner that you could think of.
You're a sports guy. You're a former professional athlete.
I know, but still, I have.
You're the most sports guy on this show.
He's well rounded.
But still, I have. Yeah, that's right. I have a well rounded personality. I like to escape life and just watch stupid TV shows
and color.
That's not well rounded. That's one specific thing that you do. Wait, to be rounded, it has to be like more than one or two things.
Rounded? Have you seen me naked?
I have not. I have not seen you naked. I have not, and I want to keep it that way for as long as possible. I know I can't say, you never know what happens these days as we got a storm coming in and whatnot. As long as possible, stay clothed. Don't pull the Shannon Sharp on us.
All right.
I guess we didn't see him. We just heard him. That was weird. So for the happy hour here, we usually keep things super positive. We are going to talk some Giants Cowboys. That's Thursday Night Football tonight. We'll get a little bit of that in. But this morning, I got a message. The first words out of my wife's mouth to me this morning sent me into a bit of a frenzy. I was frightened. I was scared down to my socks. And the words that she gave me, well, you know what? I'll tell y'all on the other side. Because I want to ask y'all, because y'all have been in these situations before, what is the one phrase your significant other can say to you that will leave you frightened, that will leave you scared? What is the one phrase that, and you know it, either it's something that they say typically and you already know it's followed by bad news, or it's just a phrase that is triggering. One phrase your significant other will say or can say to you that leaves you a bit shook. Because I heard those words from my wife this morning and I did not know which way to go. You can call in as well or jump into YouTube chat. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline. What is the one phrase your significant other can say to you that will leave you spooked? like what my wife did to me this morning, and don't worry, I got out safely. We're good. I just was scared for him. I was what the heck happened here? Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. The Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. The one thing your significant other can say to you that has you knowing that the backside of this won't end pretty. I'll tell you mine on the other side. That's C-Cat, Dean Thomas, and Tina. It's the happy hour on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I might have gotten myself into some trouble, y'all. I miscalculated all of this. I did not realize my wife was listening and watching the live stream right now.
Now you're in real.
Yeah, now you're in real.
You dug yourself into a hole and it got deeper.
What am I supposed to do? They say that it's just keep it G on the radio. I try to keep it G. I didn't give her a heads up I'd be talking about her today, and here we are.
You can't back down. You got to say everything as if she wasn't listening.
I know. So we'll act as if she's not listening. We will stampede on. We will not be nervous nor afraid. We're strong.
As long as you don't say what you said during the break, we should be good.
What is the one phrase your significant other can tell you that will leave you spooked? What is the one phrase that your significant other can say to you that have you shook to your shoes? I'm giving you that. But before I give you what my wife told me this morning that I'm still trembling over, to save myself some time, maybe she'll get called into a work meeting. Tina, tell them about pickleball. Tell them about pickleball. That's a fun activity.
It's a really fun activity. And hey, you can beat the Florida heat or the storms that we have here and there in South Florida at the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West, the premier place to play the world's fastest growing sport. The Pickleball Club offers 12 indoor champion level courts, a player's lounge, private locker rooms, cafe, bar, and a pro shop that's open to the public. Whether you're a beginner like me looking for lessons and fun, or an experienced player wanting more challenge to your game, come visit the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West. Join at thepickleballclub.com. You might need to go take your wife to go play some pickleball.
Yeah, just blow off some steam.
Yes.
Okay, so I have to do it now. I promised it, so I have to deliver it. And we're taking your submissions in the YouTube chat, as well as here on the radio. If you call in 888-760-3776, the words your significant other can tell you that will leave you in a bit of a frenzy. So this morning, my wife actually got up before me. She woke up out of the bed earlier than me because she had a workout session. She goes to work out, so I get up and I get active. I'm getting my day going. I'm chilling. I'm getting active. She gets back from the gym. As she walks in the door, she has her phone in hand. She's scrolling on Instagram. And she walks up to me and she says, "Theo, how do you know this girl?"
That automatically,
unless you have nothing to hide,
chills down.
If you have nothing to hide, there should be fine.
I have nothing to hide, but it doesn't matter if you have something to hide or not.
A triggering, word.
If your wife walks up to you scrolling on Instagram and says, "How do you know this girl?" First and foremost, that means she knows you know her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's now inquisitive as to how the hell you are familiar with this person. I don't care how clean you live in. And by the way, I live clean, baby. We just got married in February. She is everything. I ain't got no worries. But damn, did I feel like I had someone. She walked up on me with that.
Listen.
There's details. Like, that. You don't just ask that.
Yeah.
Like, there's some context behind it.
There was cause for concern from her, just at least for a moment, for her to at least ask. Now,
I would have freaked out because I ain't living all that clean, and I would have just assumed that I was in trouble.
You're like, oh, damn. Like,
you got me.
I can explain. Yeah. I can't explain, but I can try to plead my
way out. I wasn't there.
So immediately, my heart dropped. I'm like, how do I know? I don't know her. And then she showed me who the girl was. Apparently, for her job, they had been looking for influencers in a certain area that they can use for a photo shoot. My wife is an art director, so they had been sending around profiles of people they can use for a photo shoot for a campaign that they're working on. And this said girl works in the sports media industry. So I am friends with this girl. No kind of relations. I don't want to give too many further details. I'm just cool with her. We're cool with each other.
We followed each other
on Instagram.
But what does she look like, though?
She just looks like a young woman.
I mean, but like,
what? Is she on TV?
She's not an on-TV personality.
Okay, but she is on like camera.
Does she have to look good for her job?
Okay.
She does a lot of like influencer-type stuff on social media.
She got good personality?
I don't know about her
personality.
He's
trying to get you in trouble right now.
She smells good.
I have no details on this young woman.
Does she look like she smells good?
Yeah.
That's a simple question.
I know her. I don't know how she smells. I don't remember. I mean, we're cool. I'll leave it at that.
Would you buy her feet pics if she was selling them?
No, I would not buy this young woman. I don't buy feet pics in general.
All right, that's the right answer.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was a good... He tried to trap me.
I wouldn't buy her feet pics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not hers.
All right. Are we done with that?
I'm done with the interrogation. I'm just trying to see what she looked like.
No. I'll show you in the break.
Okay.
No, but so... And I did know her, but I explained immediately, like, oh, yeah, that's the homie. You know, we're cool through, you know, we're both black in sports media. At some point, you're going to cross paths with people. You know, we talked about this before, Dean Thomas.
For sure.
Excuses doesn't work with me.
Because I'm the only black dude in sports media who didn't get invited to the whole black people sports media thing in Chicago.
Yeah, you didn't. You wasn't there. You weren't. I didn't even know she was there.
Was she there?
Why are you asking about her like you've seen her or know her now?
He wants to know her.
I heard y'all shared a room.
Oh, my God.
I didn't share a room. He has a room key. That was weird.
he had the room key.
Yeah.
My wife is listening.
My wife is listening.
I forgot she was listening.
Theoretically speaking, I would not have said those things
if I knew she was listening.
Well, why would... No, you can still... Now you're making it seem like I'm hiding something.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. We got to cover for our boy, Theo.
My hands are clean.
Dean.
No.
Come on, Dean.
CK.
Come on.
Shh.
But still, and the funny thing is, again... There's no way your body is an instant shock. It's an instant shock when there's certain things your significant other says. And when she came to me and said, how do you know this girl with Instagram pulled up? It threw me for a loop. It was easily explained. We're all good. She loves me. I love her. Let me make sure she hasn't texted me.
When you say her, are you talking about the girl or are you talking about your wife?
That's true. You accidentally said that girl's name during the break when you were referring to your wife.
And I was like,
what? Theo, what are you talking about? Who's that?
He's lying. He's lying, Ashley. I love you. Tina, can you help me, please? How have you let them dominate this and you haven't come in for the save yet?
I don't know what to say. They are just trying to get you in the doghouse right now. I don't know why.
I'm on Ashley's side.
Whatever. I'm on her side.
What do you and mean? We don't have sides.
But if there was a side, I'm on Ashley's side. It's not sides.
Everyone makes mistakes, Theo. Like, we're acting like who amongst us hasn't made a mistake?
There are sides. They're called side pieces.
Is there any extra? Can I just sit in on Russo and Rizzo today after the show? Yeah. Just post. I don't know if I want to just go directly home after this. I want things to cool down. Y'all are putting me in trouble after I wasn't even in trouble.
I'm just saying.
The whole premise of this was the statement that can be said that can send you into a quick fury. Now, Dean, you said you have one that you still don't know how to answer for, even in a hypothetical situation.
It don't matter.
I'm scared to see what you're about to say.
No, it's not that bad. It's not that bad, but it doesn't matter. If I'm good or not, but when a girl asked me, where were you last night? Oh, man, I don't even know how to answer that.
See, I wouldn't have to worry about that because I have a wife. She knows where I'm at every single night, but you on the prowl too much.
Me, I'm just, you know, like, and plus I got a bad memory.
That's a lie. Last night, Dean?
Last night,
you don't even drink.
I'm gonna be stammering.
You don't even have the I was drunk excuse, so I can't even. You don't have that to lean back on.
I know, but still, when somebody asks me where were you last night, and the problem is they know where I was. That's why they're asking me where was I last. So I can't really lie. That's what the hard part.
Yeah. You shouldn't be lying in the first place.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah. What fun is that?
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's why we're asking.
Prude. Come on. Have some fun.
The man can't lie every once in a while. Dean can't lie about his whereabouts.
No. And lie for sports.
We yeah. already know. If we're asking you that, you're exactly right. We already know.
You already know. Yeah. So then why are you asking me if you already know?
I got
maybe
one.
To see if you'll admit it.
You're going to see if I'm going to lie?
Yeah.
You know I'm going to lie.
Exactly. They want to see how creative
they
you are of a lie.
They want to see how creative the lie is.
I want to see how good of a storyteller this guy is. We might need him for the next Game of Thrones season. C-Cat, what would yours be? Because you also have a girlfriend who's likely listening as well, and I want you to get in trouble.
Yeah, so the one I hear is after I zone out after a long time, or not even zone out, just watching TV. Are you even listening? Because I wasn't listening. So that's the first thing I hear. So I'm hearing about so-and-so's day and her life and her family and something she found interesting.
Yeah.
And then she's going on about it, and I'm not listening.
So you're saying she doesn't keep your attention well?
I don't keep her attention well.
That's not...
No, but if you're not listening, she don't keep your attention well.
Yeah, you just tried to save yourself, but this you're unsavable. You just said it.
Yeah.
We got you.
We got you.
You're
we
done.
Got you dead of rights.
You're
but,
done.
But you know what? But C-Cat.
We got him. Hey, your great day that you was having after you beat me in trivia and then after Dean dropped off a bag for you, we just ruined it.
Uh-huh. Hey, but I'm with C-Cat on this, though. Honestly, I really am, because if you're with somebody and let's say like you're texting, they don't want you to text because they're talking to you. Like, that means that their story isn't
captivating.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're not entertaining enough. That's not your fault if
that
they're
isn't
not entertaining. It's not your
C-Cat,
fault if they're not entertaining
fault.
Enough.
That is absolutely. He's ducking his head right now.
I'll play this back. I didn't say it. Dean has been on this earth a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
He would know more than me.
He's the one that he did. I'm
saying it right now. So if you're listening to this right now and you're with people and they're on their phone texting and not paying attention, that's not their fault.
Wow.
That's your fault. For not having an entertaining enough story.
The onus is on you.
And that's the old head saying that. I'm sorry to use these age things.
He is killing you. He's called you old like three times.
No, that's cool, man. I'm okay with that.
He's older than us. Usually his place to say everybody's on their phones nowadays, can't have a good conversation, or we're not.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're taking that side.
No, I'm taking that side. I'm taking that side because, listen, if you want people to be captivated by you, you got to have something interesting to say.
I like that. I like that even as a question. If somebody is distracted or on their phone or their attention diverts while you're talking to them, who's in the wrong? Whose fault is it? Is it the person talking or the person receiving the message? I'd like to hear from people on that as well. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. If you're talking to somebody and they lose interest, is it on the person talking, delivering the story, or is it on the person on the receiving end? Anything to get us off of what my wife told me this morning, because also she jumped in the YouTube chat and she said, thank you, Tina. So I don't know what the hell that means. Are y'all on the same team
We're
now?
We're on the same team. And whatever Ashley is thinking or whatever,
I'm on that team too. So we're all on that team.
Okay. I want to give credit though. So Cade, our teammate, said this earlier today when we were talking about this.
He was on the show earlier.
And he was on the show earlier. I was so happy for him.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't.
Why? Because
he cheated me. He cheated me. I'm going to go back and review the tape, but keep going. I'm sorry.
Whatever. He brought a point when someone says, can I ask you a question? If you're with someone and they don't feel like are just able to and comfortable to like ask you the question, like there's some worry or concern behind saying like, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Because you need answers. And that would worry me.
Because you're asking me a question to ask me a question.
But that's kind of a stupid question to ask somebody, because if they say, can I ask you a question? I go, no, you can't ask me a question. Now you can't ask me the question.
Now you
can't.
I'm
still going to ask you the question.
I know, but now you're being defiant and I don't want to answer your question.
Well, then you're hiding something.
I'm always hiding something.
You ain't got to worry about that.
That's a given.
Before you even pulled up, he was hiding something. I absolutely like that. Hopefully, for tonight on Thursday Night Football, not to just keep taking this back to sport, hopefully the Cowboys have been hiding a good run defense and a good run game, because they're going to need both if they're going to win tonight and not send their fans into a point of frenzy, a point of panic. C-Cat.
Did you know this would be Daniel Jones' first win over Dak Prescott if the Giants win this game tonight? You didn't know that because you thought he beat him 3 times already, but I knew it was 0 times already.
Wow, Theo, are you really that bad? Bad at sports?
He's trying to parade. He got one win. Now he's starting to remind me of Russo and Rizzo, who they were leading punchline picks by like 3 or 4. That's our picks against the spread for football every weekend. They were beating us show versus show, and they were pounding their chest. Now they're one pick behind us. And literally, as we were doing our pre-show meeting, Dean, as we were preparing our radio show to deliver a good product to the people here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast and worldwide, we hear them for 45 minutes straight discussing what picks they're going to take this weekend.
They're stressing.
They're stressed out right now.
Well, because they need to beat you guys.
They're not going to beat us. They're not going to be. They know the pressure's on them now. They were parading early.
How many more weeks do they got?
We got the whole football season.
Football just started.
We got like 12, 13 more weeks left of punchline picks. And again, the loser has to do stand-up comedy. So, you know, you've done stand-up, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I've done it.
If you had to pick which show you think would do better at stand-up comedy, theoretically speaking, or Russo and Rizzo, who you siding with?
I'm going to go with you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think.
And why? Well,
that's why. That's exactly why.
That was good. That was good.
Hey. And Theo, and I've been in an improv room with you.
Yeah, that's true.
You're just naturally creative and funny.
Oh, man.
I think you guys are going to beat those guys.
I'm like, cry right now. You don't even have to give me anything anymore. You don't have to give me a bag or a t-shirt. That compliment was enough. Tina, I want to put this out there in public. She refuses to be on our team. Though she's a daily co-host on Theoretically Speaking, she refuses to be on our stand-up comedy team if we were to lose.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. How does that work?
I'm not doing that. I don't want to sign up for that.
That's like a fear.
Like, just speaking in public, like, no.
It's part of the punishment. You're on Theoretically Speaking. If we lose, which we won't.
I did not sign anything. I've not been a part of it since the beginning. I'm not involved.
I'll do it with you guys.
You'll do it with us?
I'll do it with you.
Dean's with us.
Nice.
I'll do it with you.
Hey, we absolutely can't lose.
Would you have to close or would you be okay opening? What would you have to do?
It don't matter.
No, he has to close.
I'll close. It okay. don't matter.
I don't want him opening.
When I'm on the marquee.
Yeah. We want to be headlined by Dean Thomas. Then we can actually sell some tickets and make something out of this thing.
For sure.
Ooh, like a tour t-shirt, except it has one location and one date. And just that night only.
Yes. Yeah. One show only.
If you win, Dean won't have to do it.
Right, we're going to win.
Okay, yeah.
You're right, we're going to win. So we don't have to worry about it.
So you know, if something happens.
C-Cat wants to lose.
I know he does. He does. Look at the freaking look on this dude's
he's
face.
He's smiling because he's really wanting to do
he
this.
He wants to lose. Dean, can you please tell him we can do stand-up comedy in our free time?
Yeah, you can just do it if you want to. It's not that.
You don't have to lose the contest.
I want to do it against my will.
what kind of kink is that?
Today's show has been really interesting.
It has been a very interesting show.
He wants to do it again.
I don't know if I want to get on the stage with him anymore.
I want to be do pointed and laughed at. It's a humiliation thing. That's what it's all about for me.
Got a humiliation
aren't you used to that?
Yeah.
On these airwaves, I sure am.
C-Cat, oh my God. I don't know which way to go with this thing. I've never been in this position. This is weird. We do have to give our prize picks. Soon here. I got a prize picks lineup I want to give you all. Our YouTube stream is presented by Prize Picks. I give out prize picks every single weekend. I also want to do it for this primetime game tonight. We got the Cowboys at the Giants. We got Dak Prescott looking to stay undefeated against Daniel Jones in his career. We also have the Cowboys looking to avoid a 1-3 start, which would definitely send them into a panic, into a frenzy, into a situation where I would call it a Category 5 type of hurricane. So we'll talk about a little bit that on the other side. I'm totally disjointed, man. Y'all guys got me going today. I'm sweating because earlier with the wife stuff, and I'm frantic.
Hey, man, listen. Don't play the game if you can't handle it.
I wasn't playing the game.
If you can't handle them streets, man, you better stay out.
Stay out the streets. Keep your hands clean, people. Theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
CK, let's make a pact to never talk about our significant others on radio again.
Yeah, we got to like not go home after the show.
Yeah.
Maybe get up Duffy's and just hang out there for hours.
You need some flowers before you go home.
Yes.
Yeah, grab some flowers before you go home.
See, I went to a gas station, get you some flowers. You good to go,
bro. Yeah, gas station flowers, man. That's a good little bargain.
It ain't hard, yeah.
I just avoid. I wait till the storm blows over, then I return.
You evacuate.
Yes.
You evacuate. Smart man. Let's talk about a place that you don't have to run from. You run to them, especially if you're in need of air conditioning or plumbing services. EDS is yes.com. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Since 2006, since 06, since before the Giants swept the Cowboys in a playoff series. Or I guess since the before the Giants beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. I was like, 08, right? We learned that. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing has been servicing Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast. They are a trained comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, another thing about them, all you got to do is hop online, edsisyes.com. You book an appointment around your schedule, and when you do so, the great thing about them, it's always going to be timely. It's always going to be literally sometimes early. They send you a message. The technician tells you his favorite teams, his background, how long he's been servicing, pulls up, even sends a picture to you, and you got a little banter. You got something to talk to him on the way in the door before he tells you what's wrong or right about your air conditioning unit. EDSisyes.com. I'm a gold member with them. Been doing it for a little over a year. It's the perfect fit for me because I'd never have to fret or worry about my AC going down. And I know that EDSisyes.com, EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, always one call away. We do have to give out a prize pick lineup. We do have to give out a prize pick lineup here for Thursday Night Football. And I say have to, but it's really more so we get to because in prize picks, I have been, let's just say making bank. I've been doing pretty solid. Like, your boy is nice. I know, Tina, you don't believe in me as much. Nas didn't believe. Dean, you believe in the boy.
Yeah, I believe in you, dog.
So I'm going to give out some picks for tonight, some plays for tonight on Prize Picks. First, I got to tell you what Prize Picks is. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members, including myself. And all through the month of September, which is, again, you got one more weekend of it. All you got to do is put more than one on Caleb Williams' passing yards, and that gets you one pick correct. So you get to do up from 2 to 6 player props, Dean. 2 to 6. One of them, they're giving you a freebie, Caleb Williams' passing yards. Screen pass goes for 3 yards. You're good money. You can also now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. I've gone 6 for 6. I've gone 5 for 6 on these things. The good thing about it is you don't have to figure out which team is going to win the game or not. All you got to do is figure out which player you believe is going to have an excellent day on the field or the court or whatever playing field they are in on. I love this app. You can get it wherever you get your apps. Download the Prize Picks app today. And the best part about it, if you use the code THEOD, can you put that in the chat for the good people on YouTube as well? THEOD is the code. You instantly get $50 when you play a $5 lineup. The code is THEOD, and you get $50 when you play a $5 lineup. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Now, every lineup I do now, it starts with Caleb Williams more than on the passing yards. I'm going to give out a player prop, and I want you to guess. Tina, Dean, guess which way I'm going on this one. And we're going to start with CeeDee Lamb, who said, I'm taking accountability. I have to be better after he had a dud of a game last week and the Cowboys lost. Tonight, CeeDee Lamb's, they have him at 82.5 receiving yards. 82.5 for one of the best receivers in the league. Which way you think I'm going on that one?
Over.
More.
That's right.
More or less. More. You know, more. And I'm going more.
Yeah, more.
More, Tina?
I would guess more.
Let's put more for CeeDee Lamb receiving yards. He'll be a guy that they're focusing in on, but I like him to be able to break that. Ezekiel Elliott is old, man. He's an old man. I mean, he's approaching your age, D.
Yeah, oh, man.
For running back years.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
They got his rushing yards at 27.5. Ezekiel Elliott ain't even the lead back anymore in Dallas. I'm going less on rushing yards for Ezekiel Elliott, who's been inefficient, and he's old. There's a chance he might not even make it through the game. He might, you know, bang
up his ankle.
I was
just thinking, he's going to get taken out of the game early.
He's going to put his helmet down and pick up the fedora.
He's going to have 12 yards.
He's like, he's going to have 12. If he has 12 yards, we're playing this back. And the last one I want to give, Malik Nabers is looking like the best receiver out of this past draft. He is the guy that gets targeted the most in the Giants offense. Malik Nabers, 6.5 receptions. I'm going more. He's the only guy on that team that can demand targets in a way that is going to force Daniel Jones to pepper him. Those are my picks for Prize Picks. Download the app today. Promo code THEOD. You get $50 instantly when you play a $5 lineup. I'll give more on social media today. Follow me at ESPN West Palm or Theo Dorsey TV. All right. That was fun. That was fun. A little prize picks today, a little Thursday night football. Dean, are you going to be, do you know what your travel schedule is for this weekend? Are you traveling for UFC?
I am not traveling for UFC. The UFC this weekend is in Paris. And the UFC
Why not this one? Why you don't go to Paris?
They do not like to send me internationally except for like Abu Dhabi in the middle of the summer.
It's because you don't. That's a lot of times you just stay. You don't go back.
Yeah, I don't know. No, it's not that. For whatever reason, they do not like to send me to the cool places.
Oh.
Like, they're not sending me to Paris.
Did you go to Singapore?
But that was not for the UFC. That was for Karate Combat.
It's okay. Also Dean's birthday this weekend.
Really?
It's
my birthday this weekend.
It is.
Oh, I'll be 25, so like all good. So I'm accepting gifts. Yeah.
All right, man. Say
Send
less.
Gifts to the studio.
Yeah. Happy birthday coming up. Do you have any big birthday plans for the weekend?
Nope. I don't do anything
like
on my birthday. I don't do anything on my birthday.
Day.
Just a regular day for me.
When did you
work, hustle, grind?
When did you change? You're going to grind on your birthday?
That's right, man. I don't have time to listen. I don't know how many more birthdays I'm going to have. I need to just grind through.
If you don't know how many more birthdays you're going to have, isn't that more reason to celebrate and not grind?
That is a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Dean doesn't celebrate anything.
I don't celebrate nothing.
Yeah.
I don't celebrate nothing.
We force him to.
Yeah. Well, we're going to force you to celebrate this weekend then.
For real? What y'all going to do?
When's your actual birthday?
Saturday.
You have a Saturday birthday,
and I'm not doing it. It's weird, right? Like people would love to have a Saturday birthday and going out and partying.
Only get those like twice every.
To watch some college football, Dean.
That is probably what I'm going to do.
That's punishment for you.
You're not watching college football.
We'll meet up.
I tried to watch college football one weekend and was just so bored. Like, oh my god! Like people really sit around and watch this. This is so boring.
Watching FAU. Why would you say that, C-Cat?
I don't know.
That was you. That was obviously me. C-Cat.
It was a smart one on the show.
Yeah. Shut up. Goodness gracious.
The music.
So yeah, we got to figure out something for your birthday Saturday then. I'm glad that you're not being forced to go to Paris with UFC and work. And Tina, what about you for the weekend? Any fun times here as we exit the happy hour?
I don't have much going on this weekend. Nothing crazy.
I'm going to have likely the house to myself. My wife's going out of town. So I'm going to fix up a nice little bachelor viewing setup at the crib for football.
Nice.
Saturday and Sunday, we're going to vibe out. We're going to kick it. It's going to be good.
Horrible diet set up for the weekend, right?
Right. I'm going to hop on the grill. I'm going to hop on the grill, too.
Hey, wait, so you got the wife going to be gone this weekend?
Shut up.
That means I'm going to come through.
You're never going to be allowed back.
I was about to say, hey, actually, yeah, pull up on Saturday. We're going to do cocktails.
I'm going to pull up on Saturday. I'm going to have, something with me.
Yeah. Go in love, go in peace, go in joy. Russo on Rizzo next.